July 3rd. Jesus says, I told you yesterday that there are types of infirmities which are out of the ordinary, that is, willed by spiritual forces. Both God and Satan, one acting from the abyss of heaven, the other acting from the abyss of hell, strike certain creatures for different reasons and for different purposes. That given the differing and opposed sources, one infirmity, that comes from God, brings with it light and love for creatures that are martyrs of their God, drawing them from the sources of an immeasurable light and an immeasurable love. The other, proceeding from the stagnant abyss where Satan reigns, envelops people in darkness and torment. I said creatures that are martyrs of their God. Indeed, the soul that has abandoned itself to its God completely becomes his martyr. God himself here acts as the sacrificer, nor is the martyrdom of the creature abandoned to loveless blood, even if blood is not materially shed, than that of the one who is immolated by an executioner. For not only flesh and blood, but intellect, soul, and spirit are tortured in a felicitous martyrdom whose end, after spiritual crucifixion which stigmatizes every capacity of being, in the flesh, blood, intellect, soul, and spirit, impressing my glorious seal, is the inflamed embrace with the fire himself, with burning charity, sinking into the blazing unity which is our Trinity, complete knowledge of what God is, and possessing, and being possessed eternally by God. Yes, there are two forms of spiritual infirmity, and there are two forms of spiritual possession. If someone who is grasped, tortured, crushed, and mastered by Satan is called possessed, why, with even greater reason, can't the one who is embraced, elevated, shaped, and mastered by God be called possessed? A beatific, sublime, joyful possession. The soul has only to abandon itself, in love, to the love surrounding, embracing, penetrating, and transporting it, giving it new senses and knowledge unknown to mortals. It is to plunge into the abyss of God, an abyss of light, knowledge, charity, and all virtue. It is to plunge into the abyss of peace. The soul emerges from it, in those rare instants in which it emerges increasingly rare, the more the soul is lost in God, perfumed by the essence of its God, and no stench of earth or hell can act upon its spirit, imbued with the divine aroma. The soul possessed by God takes on his likeness to such an extent that even the external and material form of its being undergoes modifications. God shines from its gaze, from its words, from its smile, and from the new majesty of its expression, so that anyone coming into contact with it says, "There's something not of this earth here." The soul possessed by God is a precious sealed vessel from which it exhales the aroma filling it. Sealed because love consecrates it and possession makes it the property of one alone, and only he alone opens and closes that seal affixed upon the spirit which has given itself to him. It exhales because God's aroma is so powerful that it not only fills the inside of the vessel, but the matter imbibes it, so that the spiritual scent spreads out from it and passes among the crowds, purifying them of the odor of flesh and blood. If creatures knew what the possession of God is, they would all want to be possessed. But to know it, one must complete the first step, the first act of generosity, of renunciation, and then persevere in that act. The rest follows, for, as an electric wave emitted by pole A is attracted by the stronger pole Z, so the soul which has placed itself in the same way in the orbit of God is attracted by him, from whatever point in the orbit it finds itself in. For I am the Alpha and the Omega, and I embrace all that is. Only an opposing human will, which places one under the seal of the beast, turns away my action, since I have made you free, and do not do violence to your will. If then, your will is flesh and blood, that is, Satan, my will cannot act, for my will is spirit and acts on your spirit, and the spirit dies where matter reigns. One must be reborn in the spirit, to be able to enter into God's orbit, and overcome the flesh and its master, Mammon. Then possession takes place. A foretaste of paradise on earth, the soul's happy ascent to heaven and death, the fullness of paradise in my kingdom, where those who are mine will be with me forever, light and light, peace and peace, joy and joy, glory and glory.